The following program is a proud member of Pokecasters Network.
Welcome, everybody, to the wonderful world of Pokemon Mind and Body. You can follow the show on Twitter at Pokemon Mind Body. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Pokemon Mind Body. If you want to help support the show, you can visit our Ko-fi. That's Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/ Pokemon Mind Body. If you want to be on the show as a gym leader or as another character, you can email the show at pkmnmindbody@gmail.com. We'd love to have you on the show. This is your show and we want you to be a part. And don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. That really helps us out. If you like a lot of the orchestral sort of classical music that you hear underneath the show, all of that's provided by Braxton Burks. Follow him on Twitter at Braxton Burks.
Hello, this is GM Starsun, the GM of the game, and you can follow me at GM Starsun. You can also find me on YouTube under the name GM Starsun, where I mostly stream Magic. You can find me also on Twitch at GM Starsun for more Magic Arena and other goofy games, whatever I feel like playing at the time.
I'm Sky. I play Max, and I have my own podcast, Pop Culture Failure, where we watch something from pop culture and then talk about it. And you can follow me on social media at Sandwich Surplus.
I'm Bobby. I play Tesla on the show, and you can follow me on Twitter at Space King Bobby, on Tumblr at Space King Comics, and at Space King Bobby's blog. Don't forget to check out the other cool shows that we do at nerdficstrangers.com/listen. This includes Nerdfic Strangers and the Wrestling Time Machine podcast. And I think with that, I think we can start the show.
Welcome, one and all, to the world of Pokemon Mind and Body. I'm your host, GM Starsun, and I'm here with my wonderful players, Max and Tesla. And their actual names would be...
Bobby!
No, you nailed it, I'm Max. I'm delving deep into character. I watched
truly,
5 minutes
truly.
Of John Ralphio quotes, I am deep into being Max.
All right, so Sky is truly Max today, apparently.
That's right.
So last time we, which was much longer ago than I think we meant for it to be, but you know, in case you live under multiple rocks and perhaps I don't know the crust of the earth. And somehow missed the global pandemic going on. Our lives kind of got a little bit of a toss-up.
Yeah,
at least mine did.
I envy your lifestyle. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And I will say this at the beginning of the show, everybody. Please check the show notes because we're going to have some very special links where you can go and check out some literature about what's going on with the Black Lives Matters movement and some links where you can learn more about that, and also to help donate to those causes. So please check the show notes.
Yeah.
So, Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Also, if you want to argue about wearing a mask, come at me. I'm in healthcare, and I will be happy to yell at you until one of us gives up. It'll probably be you.
Who was it? There was a comedian who told someone who wasn't wearing a mask, you know, you're looking all tough there with your open nasal and mouth passages.
I don't know, but that sounds right.
I think I saw something online where it's like you should refer to anybody who doesn't want to wear a mask as a rat licker.
I just call them plague rats.
Also,
it rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah.
I just tell them to go f*** themselves.
That'll probably get cut.
Nah, just add in a funny blurb.
Nah, you gotta make sure there's a... You gotta just throw in a couple of beeps. Well, let's break away to our world of fantasy, perhaps. From
You mean a world with universal healthcare? Yeah, let's go there. That sounds great.
Yeah.
A world with universal healthcare and, a competent government and police
Well, is there a government? I don't know that we've ever seen a government in the Pokemon universe. This is our world. I don't know why I'm questioning it. Please go on.
I think it's hinted that the League is a sort of
the League is the
body.
Yeah, the League is basically the government, and it's mostly city-state.
Okay. That's how I always saw it, but it's never been explicit, and again, we're making this up, so I don't know why I'm picking pills to die on here.
Look, this whole world is not something we need to dig too deep down into, because we don't want the whole thing to unravel.
As you guys may or may not remember, last time you managed to successfully break the ice gym leader from the hold of Team Mine and run away.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they
may have murdered
well, I
the
mean,
man.
They
well,
ran.
Yeah, I should hope we ran away.
And you got your ice wharf badges and got all that good stuff, including some level ups and new abilities, which is cool.
Yeah, we did housekeeping. I actually managed to do some of that on my own today.
Yay! And I learned how
I'm
to do an
so
ice punch.
Proud of you.
I learned how to teach ice punch.
Sorry, all I can think of instead of one punch is ice punch.
Mine's the Digimon thing where it's the snowman who yells Sub-Zero ice punch.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely indeed.
I don't know why I didn't do this, but I probably can teach Creed Ice Punch. That seems like a thing he should know. Or maybe he can't win.
I would be willing to bet. Oh, considering his evolution, I'm sure he can learn Ice
Yeah,
Punch.
That makes sense. Why didn't I... Turtle?
I wonder if Shuckle can learn Scald.
That one I do not know. It would seem like maybe, but also Shuckle's a very weird Pokemon, even on the best of days.
Yeah, but that's something to think about later, because we actually have role-playing to do.
Right? Okay, so, you guys have gotten your Ice Morph badge, and have gotten your packs refilled, and all your basic amenities, and are ready to set off south, further along, towards the next set of towns, which are further down the peninsula that this land is made up of. You're currently hugging the east coast. Is there any anything else you want to pick up or do before you head out in the head out into the wilds again?
I don't think so. I mean, unless maybe we want to stop and get some Pokeballs. Max, do you want to stop and get some Pokeballs?
Well, I think we swore vengeance on the battle wheel, but I also got my head punched in, so I don't super feel up to it right now.
Okay.
But
I mean, you're welcome to take on the battle wheel if you want.
That wasn't where I was going. I was just gonna buy some Pokeballs.
Yeah, we should probably definitely replenish.
You got a stack of cash.
Sweet.
I'm going to say that you guys got, let's call it, because I haven't been giving you money for most of the stuff that you do. Let's say that Sergei, out of a abundance of happiness for you saving his gym, gives you 8,000 polka dollars apiece.
Nice.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sergei.
So cool, it's frozen.
All right. Well, Max, you think about that vengeance that you swore against the battle wheel. I'm going to hop over to the Pokemart and speak to a shopkeep about getting some Pokeballs.
That's probably a good idea. I'm going to...
As you guys... Go with. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'm just saying, I'll go with.
As you guys go to the Pokemart, you see the shopkeep who looks at you smiling as you come in and says... we've got lots here today. What are you looking to buy?
Looking to buy some Pokeballs and maybe a Pokeball repair kit, if you have it.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. Can I see your badge case?
Sure, and I'm gonna... it's not actually a case. I'm just gonna do the Ash Ketchum thing and open my jacket and show them my badge on the inside.
All right. As you show him the badge, he nods and says, all right, since you have a badge, I'm allowed to sell you the higher level Pokeballs. Three balls will now be available for sale.
Red. I'm going to say that in the interim time, I made an FBI badge holder, so I hold that up.
Nice.
I've got my trainer card in there, and I just hold up the badge, and it shows my Iceworth badge.
You just flip it open and look all tough.
Yeah.
I'm gonna imagine the picture is like a glamour shot. You know, so the camera's all like soft focus and everything.
Every picture of Max is a glamour shot, I'll have you know.
Yeah. Hit the anime hair blowing in the wind.
Cherry blossoms and the whole thing.
Yeah. Alright. Let's get two great balls. And we'll do the Pokeball repair kit. What's that come to?
Great balls, right. Great balls fire. No, wrong balls.
I mean, depends on what you catch with it, I guess.
It is $500 for a Pokeball toolbox.
Okay. That's not bad. Cool. 1200 plus 500 is 1700. I'm just doing math. I hand him the Poke Dollars. Thank you. And
Did you count them out first,
backpack.
Or did you just hand him a wad of cash?
No, I counted them out.
Alright. And actually, according to the rules of this system, Great Balls are only supposed to cost 400.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
I think because things can go so badly and there are other ways to lose them other than, you know, throwing them and not catching.
Yeah, that's fair.
Alright, so yes, I hand him the correct amount of monies and put that in my backpack.
And how many Pokeballs were you buying?
Two Great Balls. You know what? I'm also going to buy four Pokeballs.
Okay. And how about you, Max?
As you can tell, I went in and, well, excuse me, we went in, but my Pokemon punched the crap out of Sergei and woke him up from his delusion. So I feel like maybe we're entitled to a discount because we saved your town. I don't know why this guy didn't bring it up, but here's what I want to do. I'm going to sell you back these Pokeballs because I got 13 of them, and if I can get Great Balls, I'm just not going to use these. So I'm going to sell these back, and then I'm going to buy some Great Balls, some water, and I'm going to need some t-shirts to celebrate my victory for my boy Creed here, because he did the most punching.
He's going to look at you for a moment, blink a few times, and go, you punched Sergei, and you want a discount for punching Sergei.
I didn't just punch him. Well, I got punched. He punched me, like, real bad, and I went to sleep after that because I was so bored of the fight. But, like, my Pokemon were the ones that woke him back up and chased Team Mind out of here.
Yeah, you remember those goons who were just here that have, like, the derpy bowl cuts and the nasally voices and were kind of running your town? We did run them out.
The shopkeep kind of looks at you and blinks, what guys with derpy bowl cuts?
Can I roll it in an insights not in this?
Yes, you may roll the appropriate skill.
Okay.
I'm going to roll a charm, too.
Where's my roll page?
Okay.
Or, there I don't is. Know, guile is higher.
I think in this
intuition?
Case,
intuition?
Probably. Yep, that'll do.
Okay, and I rolled a 4.
No, I rolled a 4 on my intuition.
Oh, no, I rolled a 5 on my charm.
Yeah, for your intuition says that he just... He literally, apparently, has no clue what you're talking about. Your charm also seems to have no effect on it.
But, alright, well, you can... fine, whatever. I'm gonna want to sell... I want to sell these back and I want to get the stuff. Do you have any cool, fun, like, pun shirts that I could throw on a Crabrawler?
He absolutely does have some shirts you could throw on a Crabrawler.
Is there anything like having a cool time at Iceforth Town or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
So I'm going to take that. I'm going to cut the sleeves off. I'm going to put that on Crabrawler.
Okay.
I don't think I'm interested in any of the shirts they have here.
This, yeah, it's just like 20 poke dollars for that.
That'll work.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like my kind of store.
I don't think anybody else needs a t-shirt or anything. So I'm going to need a couple bottles of water, if that's cool.
Absolutely. He sells you a couple bottles of water. Bottles of water will act as potions.
Okay. Same health point for rejuvenation?
Yep. Actually, we're going to say that this is enriched Morphtown water made from the local ice.
Nice.
So it only costs 75 poke dollars instead of the normal potion price, but still heals the same amount.
Excellent. Oh.
Yeah, and don't forget, I did ask for 4 Pokeballs.
Of course.
Forget how much those cost.
400.
No, it's Great Balls that cost 400.
Oh.
Pokeballs sell 250.
Yep. Sorry.
Okay. So.
250.
Really? That's weird.
250?
Yep.
What's the sellback price?
That's 120. 125. Half.
25. So I'm selling back 13.
I will leave the math to you guys.
Welcome to Bartertown, the podcast. Now, Lucas, while Sky's doing math, is the Pokeball repair kit like a one-time use thing?
No, it's a proper kit. It's all the tools and
awesome
whatnot. You just have to make a check every time you attempt to fix or mess with a Pokeball.
So I'm going to buy 20 Great Balls, which comes out to be 6,000 Pokebucks. So I have 5 remaining. I'm going to look at the guy. I'm getting knocked out, like, a lot, so is this kid. Do you have, like, a people potion? Does the fresh, enriched water also work on people?
Or a helmet?
The enriched water does work on people.
Awesome.
And he doesn't happen to have a helmet. He suggests you maybe check at a bike shop.
Is there one? We don't have enough money for a bike. Right.
That's a rich person item.
Yeah.
Universal healthcare all you want, but if you want a bike, heck you.
Cool. Tell you what, I'm going to buy 2 more waters, making that 4 enriched water. Super interesting radio.
It is.
It's 5. So I'll have 4 water, I'll have 20 Great Balls, I'm out of Pokeballs, Creed's got a t-shirt. Is there anything else of note, like any souvenirs or any cool, like, Silphco stuff in the store?
No, not at this first place. It's just your basic store.
Okay.
Leveling up to get the Great Ball options is kind of your big trick here.
Yeah, that's fair. I've got 20 potions. Can we get better potions than just regular potions, or?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay, cool. Then I'm probably about done. So I'm going to
All right.
go ahead and pay the man, and I'm going to pick up Nikki and put her on my shoulders like a scarf.
As you guys get ready to set out again, your next goal, as you look at the map and sort of trace the line down, is to go to Sarastown. Now, you look at Sarastown, and it's a fair hike away, and it looks like you're going to have to travel through a band of deep forest, almost jungle terrain, in between here and there.
Jungle terrain, you say?
But you've got a ways to walk before you get that far, so you'll probably want to get started.
Yeah.
We might as well mosey out.
Yeah. So, what do you... Look at Creed. Look at his awesome shirt.
It's a pretty good shirt. Yeah, I'm going to snap a picture of Max and Creed in with his new shirt.
Tore the sleeves off because his big hands are too big to get it on otherwise.
Yeah.
Also, he looks way stronger with it, with the torn sleeves. Look at him. And you see him just futzing with his hair.
Gigawatt can't really do shirts.
I mean, you could throw one on there. It's just not going to stay super well. I mean, unless you got, like, refrigerator magnets, you could probably just, like, stick it on him and then, like, some fridge magnets to the magnets, and then it'll probably stay on pretty well.
He'd look like a shirt ghost.
Yeah. I fail to see...
Or he'd just look like a flying hanger as it drapes off his magnets.
I don't...
But I still love you, Gigawatt.
I don't see a problem with any of that. That sounds rad.
No. Yeah.
You guys begin your walk outside of Iceworth Town and start heading towards Sarastown. Right now, you are the trail slash road is pretty well marked and well traveled, so you're not going to have too many difficulties finding your way. Though there is always the chance that, you know, you may want to leave the trail. If you want to at some time for some point, just let me know. So as you begin your walk, it's a pretty uneventful at first. Other than the fact that it starts to get warmer pretty rapidly as you get away from the weird snow cycle of Iceworth Town and the hordes of Obama Snows there. And you finally feel like you can take off the heavy jackets after about a day of walking.
All right. So I suppose we should probably describe what we're wearing in this new climate. Max, what are you wearing?
The only difference from what I was wearing before was I had a scarf and a poofy vest. So I'm just going back to my regular track jacket. It's yellow with my t-shirt and jeans.
Is it a souvenir Iceworth Town t-shirt?
Oh, no, that was explicitly for Creed. Okay. I wanted him to get a cool
t-shirt. Well, I wasn't sure if you got one for you.
Nah.
I suppose I'm going to be wearing, you know, the same thing I usually wear as well, my black denim Team Rocket vest, and switch to shorts, I guess. And that's pretty much it.
Shorts, they're comfy, and whatever the rest of that weird line is from that shorts kid.
Easy to wear.
They're comfy and easy to wear.
Right. That never stops being a little creepy to me.
It is an odd thing to say, but, you know, everybody loved it.
Who knows? So anyways, right now you've reached an area of the region that's more, it almost is a sort of rolling field type of terrain. The grass is long and wavy. You don't see very many trees, maybe just one every quarter mile or so. It seems off by its own.
We're in Iowa.
I'd say Ohio, but there's not enough corn for it to be Ohio. Ohio, the only place that causes people to flee the very earth to get away from it. If you're not familiar with the joke, since I live in Ohio, folks, there have been a surprising amount of astronauts that have been born in Ohio. There is something about our state that literally causes people to try and flee the planet.
And as somebody else who also lives in Ohio, can relate.
So, you guys want to, you know, keep walking on the trail? Do you want to go off the trail? Do you want to bed down before dusk falls?
About what time is it?
Oh, well, we're going to say that you're coming up on dinner time later evening, so maybe 6:37.
Okay. I'm going to kind of, you know, do the thing, got my hand over my brow, and I'm looking out into the field, and I'm going to see if I can see any wild Pokemon.
All right, give me a perception roll.
I want to just mention that the entire time we've been walking, I've just been yelling, Sub-Zero Ice Punch! And punching, just to show off, or just to get it right, just to make sure I can really do it.
Dude, gotta practice in front of the mirror first.
Ain't no mirrors out here. Just mirror move.
So an 8, that's not bad at all. Give me just a moment.
I also rolled a perception.
Screw you, Sky.
I got an 18.
I suppose you can help me see something if I get...
Yeah, maybe.
Really need to work on... Maybe that'll be the next thing I work on when I level up, is getting a point into perception.
And remind me off the top of real quick what level you guys and your Pokemon are at, just to jog my memory.
I think I'm level 7. I think Max is a level above me.
That is.
Trainer wise. And then Gigawatt is.
You can't be level 7. You must have forgotten to write. I'm level 13. There's no way you're level 7.
No, that sounds right. You were doing more than I was.
Okay.
Yeah, by a fair amount. That was That was kind of the problem.
Okay.
But your Pokemon are in the 30s range, you said, or?
Mine, Magnemite is my highest level, and he's level 23.
20 range, yeah. Okay.
My kitty cat's only 22. So she's liable to evolve at any point.
What was that? I didn't catch it.
Nikki is able to evolve at any point.
Oh, well, goodness. She probably should have evolved after that big, you know, huge battle.
Yeah, she should have, but I didn't realize that and then didn't bring it up until just now, so I was just rolling with it.
She's a late bloomer.
All right, so Tesla looks out over the field, and he sees a very large bug-looking thing with a big gray mustache and orange antenna.
I'm gonna hold up my Pokédex and grab a picture.
Ditto.
All right. No, it's not a ditto. We're not there yet.
Curses.
It's
neat.
Okay.
You've got bugs.
Yeah. I'm okay. I'm gonna pass. Is there anything else I see, Lucas?
Well, no, but Max might be able to see something with the, you know, 18.
Sure.
Hey, Max, do you see anything?
I don't know. Let me take a look. You don't want this Viola bug? These guys sound great.
No.
No. I'm going to put a hash on that generator. We are not doing that.
Did I see like an NT or something?
It was a Dragonite for some reason.
Oh yeah? I feel like that'd be pretty easy to see, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fixing the generator because I somehow feel that because I put in all your parameters and generated a level 60 Dragonite, and I'm like, I think there's an error here.
I don't think that would go great.
It's not actually, you know, aggro or anything. It's here to deliver Sky an invitation.
I mean, that'd be fine, because maybe the Ice Punch would do some damage, but if it's level 60, it's probably going to be fine, and I would not be.
No, it was not. Okay. As you are looking through the grass, you see a little seedling tree, except for as you look closer at the little seedling tree, you're pretty sure it moved. And as you stare closer, it moved again, you think. Yeah, no, it definitely moved. It's about maybe half a foot left now.
Alright. I'm gonna go investigate. I'm gonna approach it slowly. I'm gonna see until I can get a picture with my Pokédex.
Max, are you okay if I follow behind?
Sure. Just try to be more quiet than you normally are, Mr. Metal Jacket and stuff.
Rude.
Accurate.
Probably.
Oh, goodness gracious, man.
Should we roll stealth?
Yeah, stealth absolutely needs to be rolled.
I rolled a 12.
I'm looking for the page. There it is. Shazam!
What did you roll?
I don't know. It was on a different page.
10.
A 10. That's not bad. For me.
Not bad at all. High enough to get up close to the little thing that is sitting in the grass. As you've gotten closer to it, it opens its yellow eyes and looks around, passes over you, doesn't see you, and sort of squirms into the ground a little bit more.
I am the
and
knight.
Wobbles its head back and forth.
I'm gonna take a picture.
Badly, the bonsai Pokemon. This Pokemon does not deal well with water, so it lives in dry locales.
Does that gasp mean you want this?
Yes. Do you remember when we saw the Torterra, and it looked like a bonsai tree, but then it was a Torterra instead? I thought it was this.
Yeah, okay.
Pseudo Voodoo are great. They've got a cool little dance they do.
Yeah.
All right. So, what would you like to do? The Bonsley has not spotted you yet.
I'm going to take Winter out and have her be my spokesperson. My spokespoke, I guess.
Spokesperson, I like it.
Spokemon.
Yeah. So, I'm going to call Winter, I choose you. You know how Nikki's kind of sassy. I don't want her on this. No offense, Nikki, but you know it's true. I want that guy to be on our team. What do you feel about going over there and talking to him real quick? Because I don't just want to, like, throw a Pokeball. I mean, it worked with Myrtle, but, like, he didn't super love it. And then I want it to be our friend. So, like, could you go over there and talk
to him? Winter sort of looks at you and gives you a glare and a huff as she crosses her arms.
I'm going to reach into my bag and pull out her blanket and hand it to her. Look, I know, I'm sorry. I should have handed this to you as soon as I popped your ball, but here.
She takes her blanket and wraps it around her shoulders and gives you a little sniff, you know. But she looks a little less annoyed with you now.
I'm going to give her baby doll eyes.
Trainer Max used baby doll eyes.
Yeah, I've got that.
Super effective.
Actually, it looked like it didn't do great.
I'm literally counting it. You have used the move baby doll eyes, and it was super effective on her.
Okay, great.
Because, you know, you're it's a fairy type move, and she goes to mother. They're well dark and things, so, you know. Whatever, it's cute, and I'm going to go with it.
I think she's just psychic. But yeah.
So she walks out to the Bonsley and Bonsley closes his eyes and tries to stay very still, but obviously it's not very useful since you guys already know it's there.
Oh, he's spooked.
Winter's a goth theater, right?
Right.
She goes up and goth. Bonsley opens one eye. Bon. And they chat back and forth for a moment. Of course, you understand none of this.
Sure. As the conversation's happening, like in the anime, you would see me just lean in slowly whenever it's got the Ida's shot. And just me with a big smile and the thumbs up.
doing the toothless meme thing,
yeah.
Right now. The conversation goes on for a bit, and I need you to make me a charm roll yourself, and we're going to have it modified for Gothita, since Gothita's sort of channeling your good points here.
Okay. Oh, good. Because she did not do great. Your boy rolled a 20, but your girl rolled a 3, so...
Well, no, I don't need her.
Oh, okay.
I needed yours, and then I'm going to modify it from her.
Okay. Well,
because this is your charm.
Right.
Like, she's extolling your virtues.
Well, she's psychic. She can go straight into my brain and hear what I'm trying to say, and then use those words to convince this Bonsley to be my best friend.
Yeah, exactly the sort of thing I was thinking of. She's just talking about you, what fun it is to travel with you, and she holds out her blanket, and she's very happy about it, you know. I mean, you're a trainer who kept her security blanket for her, and keeps her security blanket for her. That counts for a lot.
Yeah.
Bonsley sort of steps up and looks at you and pulls himself out of the ground and on his two tiny little feet and wobbles over to you.
Nice. I'm going to hold out a Great Ball and a Premier Ball and say to him, you can pick whichever one you want. These are the ones that I have. I'm sorry if you were expecting, like, a luxury ball. I'm not that experienced yet, but, like, you can pick, you know, if you want to be in the white one or if you want to be in the blue one.
I would like one more charm out of it.
Okay. Not bad. 19.
Solid. Okay, so you have... He pops the ball, the Premier Ball.
Yes.
victory music. And if you can just mark this down, because I probably will not remember it later unless you let me know, Bonsley is a level 10 girl.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations, Max.
Thank you. You don't have to whisper anymore.
Yay! Lucas, now that we're in a different part of the field, can I roll another perception check?
Absolutely.
Let's do that. And I got a 10.
Not bad at all.
I didn't do much better than you. I got a 12. There were three ones in that roll. That's amazing.
Okay. As you are looking around and sort of brushing things aside, trying to look for things in the field, you hear a little buzz, 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 and you see a little blue-shelled beetle-looking thing walk past you. Tiny little thing. It's walking away, so if you're interested in it, you'll want to take a pic now.
I am going to snap a picture.
Me too.
Terror Blast, the plant-based Pokemon. These mysterious Pokemon evolve when they receive electrical stimulation while they are in the same place as a shell mist.
Ooh. I definitely want that. Gigawatt, can you go up to this Terror Blast and talk to him?
Magmamite. And it flies over and sort of hovers over the Terror Blast.
Tell him we want to be friends.
Magmamite. The Terror Blast turns around. Terror Blast.
Should I roll a charm?
Yep.
And I got a 9.
Not bad at all. You don't think he is quite swayed yet. You haven't chased him off or angered him at the very least.
I'm gonna hunch down and stick my hand out with some candy.
Still have some of that candy, huh?
I think. Let me check.
You might have run out.
Yeah, that Cleffa wiped me out. Okay, yeah, I definitely don't have any candy left with me. Darn. Okay, I'm still gonna hunch down.
We grabbed berries from the hot spring before we left. I don't know if you still have any.
No, I don't have any berries in my inventory. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still gonna hunch down. And I'm going to say, come on, I don't have any treats right now, but we can definitely get you some.
It looks at your open hand, looks at your promise of treats. Give me a guile.
And my guile is an 11.
Not bad. You're keeping its attention. It walks up to you and looks at your open hand and looks up at you. Kara blast. Blast.
I've got something you might like, and I'm going to pull out a great ball and show it to him. This is blue, just like you.
I'm going to need another guile.
Another guile. And 15. I rolled a 15.
Nice. So the Carablast looks at it and goes, blah, Carablast, and reaches out and touches the great ball. And I'm going to need you to roll a D100 minus 10 for your great ball roll.
Okay. Let's see here. So, I'm just going to roll a D100, and then we'll minus 10.
Yep.
Okay. Got a 56, so 46. Yes!
Terror Blast has now joined your party.
Hooray!
Terror Blast is a male Carablast. and is level 9.
Level 9 male Karaglast. Cool. I'm going to give Max a high five.
I give you a high five, and I accidentally trigger Ice Punch.
Ow!
Sorry. I'm still due to... Hold on. I take a bite of the ice, and I use Scald to warm your hand back up.
Okay. Now my hand is in shock.
Yeah, you should, I evened it out. It should be about normal temp again.
It probably feels like if your hand falls asleep.
Good work.
Or even worse, when your hand's been too cold and you shove it into a hot shower.
it's cool. You'll be fine. Sorry. Good job with the Karaglast. You're was a lot more charming.
Yeah.
Than I had expected. You got a lot of bugs on your team that upsets me. But it's
I got
fine.
A couple bugs.
You got 3 now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I do.
It's not that I don't like bugs. It's that they don't like me a lot. And you see me glance at your Cinderblock's Pokeball.
Okay, before you feel like bugs don't like you a lot, I want everybody in the party to raise their hand who almost got eaten by spiders. And I'm gonna raise my hand.
I'm allowed to have deep-seated childhood fears. You don't tell me how to feel. Why do you think I have a bug zapper kitty cat? I'm patting it behind the ears.
Oh, you can't see it, but my face is firmly in my palm right now.
I would like to think that I can instinctively feel Magnolia's Pokeball click open, and I just click it back shut as he's saying that.
Which one's Magnolia again? Sorry.
Shuckle.
You have too many. Shuckle. Right. Right. Yeah, no, you're definitely correct. You can definitely feel it. But...
yeah, but I shut it back. So I suppose we should make camp for the night.
Sure. I'm going to roll a real quick perception just for myself. Bobby, don't listen. Is the is the P-Dove around?
Well, roll a perception for me.
Shazam! There it is.
You
21.
See a spot in the distance. Slowly. The shadow haunting your footsteps.
Sweet. I'm going to leave out some berries for the poke... I gave it a name, but I don't remember what it is. But I'm going to leave some berries out for it. That way it continues to follow us.
I'm just going to glare at you.
No, you didn't see it. You don't know. I did it while you were setting up your tent.
Okay.
And if you noticed, I'm just going to tell you it's for wild Pokemon. Maybe we'll see something cool later.
Maybe. Lucas, I'm going to roll a perception check. I want to see... You know, I know it's kind of a barren area, but I want to see if there are any berry trees around.
Give me the perception.
And we rolled an 8. Darn.
Not bad, but you don't see any berries.
Okay. So we're making camp. We got a fire going.
I just let Myrtle out and have him just sit in the center. He could be the bonfire.
Yeah, that works.
It works. You don't even have to gather sticks for him. You just sort of sit there.
Myrtle. You're gonna get us in so much trouble.
Do you have a permit for that turtle?
It's in a Pokeball, it's close enough.
So it just looks at you and goes, "Oh, ooh, ooh."
I'm gonna reach out. Can I pet him, or is it too hot?
It's definitely too hot.
Okay, I'm gonna punch and cover my hand in ice, and I'm gonna pet him.
there's some steam coming off your hand where you pet him, but he actually seems to be amused by this.
Yeah, he is.
You know, he's not fond of the whole water thing, but, you know, whatever, it's amusing, so.
Cool.
So after you guys get your Torkoal set. And do you guys plan on just sleeping for the night? Do you plan on sitting on watches? What's your plan to pass the night away?
Have we noticed anybody walk past since we, or anybody on this trail?
No, it's pretty open trail. Not not been anybody passing either way.
Okay, I don't feel like we need to set up a watch, plus we've got an angry murder turtle as a fire, so we should be okay.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think we can call it a night.
Yeah. So I'm going to let everybody out so they can sleep around the fire or in the tent with me or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same.
All right. So, here.
None of my Pokemon get too close to Myrtle.
Why? Just because his name is Murder the Myrtle Murder Turtle?
No, because they're all weak to fire.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Except for Magnolia. But, we're gonna... I don't know that he should come out. Probably best he doesn't.
So, as you go to bed for the night, about, midnight or so, when... Door wakes you up a little bit.
What's going on?
And as you look around and try and figure out exactly what's going on, you see several monkey-like creatures standing at the edge of the firelight, staring at you and your Pokemon with maybe not hostile intent, but they certainly don't look friendly.
It's so late. I'm going to snap a picture, though.
Yeah, I'm holding...
As I wipe the sleep from my eyes.
I roll over and I come out of my tent holding Nikki as though she was a gun. But, like... but
just like by the two... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm using her tail for light and I'm holding her as though she's a gun. I was like, Nikki, light up her tail. It's late.
Well, there's two problems here for that. When you go to pick up Shanks, she seems to have put on a fair amount of weight, actually.
Ugh. Dude, how did you get this heavy? Why? What? Why are you bigger?
You just do that thing where you go to pick up the cat, and just the belly comes up. The feet stay on the ground.
She's got a sort of a interesting black flowy mane coming off her head instead of her normal blue hair, and some yellow bands on her. She's got two yellow bands on her front feet instead of the one. So, that's a thing now.
What? You evolved and you didn't tell me? You didn't even wake me up? I'm going to point at the monkeys and be like, you wait a second! You didn't wake me up?
Or Luxio.
Oh, you didn't know. How could you not know? You couldn't feel it? Oh man, I missed it. Alright, well, hey.
Luxio.
Congratulations, though. That's amazing. What? I'm gonna grab my Dex and I'm gonna look at the monkeys and be like, give me 1 second, please! And I'm gonna take a picture of her.
Sorry. Luxio. Let's start, Pokemon. His claws loose electricity with enough amperage to cause fainting. They tend to live in small groups.
I'm just kidding, I knew all that. I've read it like 1,000 times, but I just wanted to hear it for real for this one track. That's amazing! Congratulations, Nikki. I'm gonna pet her ears real hard. Like she likes. I don't know that I'm gonna be able to have you dangle across my shoulders, but this is awesome.
Congrats.
I'm mildly amused, by the way, that one of the other Pokedex entries is that apparently Luxios like to communicate by putting their forepaws on people and then, like, you know how cats will need you?
Yeah.
They do that, but then they use electrical pulses for Morse code.
Yeah. That's
they make Morse biscuits.
That is a delight. Alright, so I'm going to turn and look at the monkeys and be like, thank you for being so patient. I'm going to take a picture of them too.
You think that the reason they're being patient is that your murder turtle is glaring at them very, very strongly.
I'm cool with that. That's fine. I choose to believe it was because I asked them so nicely.
Monkey, the pink monkey Pokemon. Extremely quick to anger, it could be docile one moment, then thrashing away the next instant.
Oh.
And there's a fair amount of Mankeys at the edge of the firelight.
Is four a fair amount?
Four is a small amount. A fair amount is more like maybe eight.
Oh.
That's not great. Do they look more upset than normal?
I mean, they're mankies. When do they not look upset?
That's why I said...
I'm just gonna kind of walk over to Dandy and pick Dandy up slowly and hold Dandy like a gun.
The mankies, again, are staying out of the firelight, or the turtle light, I should say, I suppose. You do think, because a minute or two passes by and they won't come any closer, so you think that your choice to use your Pokemon as a light source slash fireplace has saved you from a midnight ambush by mankies.
I'm going to reach over and pet Myrtle on the head. Is Myrtle even awake? Or yeah, he called out. So I'm going to go ahead and just pat him on the head and burn the crap out of my hand, forgetting.
You're going to want some aloe.
I got it. I'm punch, and my hand is covered in ice. I'm good. Myrtle, Nikki's my favorite, but you did good. You're good. Can you make it brighter?
Torkoal.
I appreciate the exhausted sigh there. I fully get it. I just don't want to get beaten to death by monkeys, if that's okay with you.
Do they see all our Pokemon?
Yeah, they seem to be thinking that strength of numbers might be the way to go. Tesla, could you give me a perception check?
Okay, I can do that. Or maybe Pokemon education?
No, this needs to be a perception.
Okay. I rolled a perception and got a 13.
Yeah, that's good for you.
You hear a click sound.
Like what kind of click?
Like just a click, almost like a Pokeball opening. As you turn around and see yellow tentacles coming out of your backpack and reaching towards one of the mankies.
Let's... I'm gonna reach back into my backpack and, close that.
Yeah, no, you're not gonna have much luck. They're completely out of their Pokeball at the moment. They're filling up your backpack at the moment.
Okay, I'm gonna roll a... Let me see here. I'm gonna roll an Intimidate and tell Magnolia to get back in his Pokeball.
Alright, let's see it.
The thing is a menace.
I rolled a 10.
10 is not bad. But it's Magnolia.
Magnolia, I need you to not do anything crazy.
It stops for a moment. And then lashes out and grabs one of the mankies.
Starts
dragging it towards your backpack.
A menace!
The mankies are running around screaming.
Alright, I am going to... Since Magnolia has the Mankey, is it just constricting it and holding it still, or is it thrashing
it? Oh no, it has it by one leg and is slowly dragging it across the ground towards your backpack as it's trying to, like, grab and crawl away.
Oh. Okay, Gigawatt, I need you to lightly shock Magnolia's tentacle so we can get that Mankey out of there.
You know how... You're a science boy, right? You know how... electricity conducts. I feel like, you know, electrocuting it's gonna not calm it down. Maybe hit it with a paralyzed one.
Yeah, let's use Thunder Wave. Gigawatt, use Thunder Wave on that tentacle. And I don't need to roll I do need to roll. Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it just hits.
It always hits, but they may not be paralyzed.
I'd have to look up the actual...
No, I think it paralyzes, because the only thing it does.
Yeah, it'll afflict them with the status, but it may not actually trigger the paralyzation. Like, they can still fight through.
Technically, Magnolia is the one who makes the roll to see if paralyzation affects.
I meant paralyze the Mankey.
Oh.
So it at least stops screaming.
Your call on that one. What you doing, Bobby?
well, Yeah, okay, let's scratch all that. Gigawatt, use Thunderwave on that Mankey.
Okay. The Mankey goes completely still, and not having a grip on the ground any longer, gets slid into your backpack.
That's gruesome.
Well, you were the one who adopted the Eldritch Horror.
Your backpack rumbles a bit.
I'm going to go to my backpack. Is the Mankey still there? Oh. That Mankey's gone.
The other Mankey are other Mankeys are gone as well. They are running for it.
Well, just gonna close Shuckle's ball again.
I'm gonna
Magnolia lets you, he's gotten his meal.
So Max, I don't know about you, but I'm not gonna sleep tonight.
Hey Tesla, remember all the times I threatened to just glue that ball shut and throw it in a well?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why?
Because stuff like this happens?
Yes! Because stuff like this happens! And it doesn't apparently like me. And if I get pulled into the ball and that thing eats me, I swear to you I'm coming back as a Yeah-Mask and I'm going to haunt you every moment of every day.
I am certain Lucas has plans for that. And also, you know, the thing, I just need maybe another badge. And he will probably obey me.
You know what I could use is a tube of super glue and a baseball bat, and I'm going to hit it into the ocean where it will sink to the bottom and bother no one else for 100 lifetimes. And then, 100 years from the day that I've done it, it'll come back and wreak havoc, but I'll be long dead, so I won't care. So it's fine.
Oh! Oh, goodness gracious me.
Anyway, my kitty cat evolved. I'm gonna go hug her. And then I do that.
I'm gonna get a picture of Nikki and then just sit around the Torkoal until morning.
Alright. I am gonna give you a fatigue penalty if you're gonna choose not to go back to sleep. That is up to you.
Alright, I guess I'll go back to bed.
All right. So,
in your Pokeball repair kit, is there a sea clamp that you can just put on Magnolia's ball?
That would be up to Lucas. Lucas, is there a sea clamp in there?
Yeah, I mean, you'd need one to hold Pokeballs together while you worked on it.
All right. I'm gonna put that on his ball for now.
Morning comes. Dew's on the ground. The only thing that reminds you of last night is the scratch marks where the Mankey was dragged into the void.
I'm just gonna, like, as I get out of my tent and I'm stretching, I'm gonna look down at those scratch marks and just use my foot to brush them away.
Oh my, oh my.
I'm gonna suppress that.
Alright, well, I'm gonna get up.
Congratulations for passing that encounter.
Huzzah.
Magnolia's a hero, if you think about it.
I think it's, actually Myrtle, who, did most of the saving.
How many Mankeys did Myrtle eat?
He didn't have to. He kept them at bay, and then yours maliciously murdered one.
Save the day.
I say this as I'm taking down my tent.
That's really a matter for the courts. So, yeah, I'm getting, stuff packed up, and I guess I'm going to roll a perception to see if there's anything out here different maybe in the morning.
Every so often I pause to take one of, you know, like when you're playing with a dog where you take a big giant step to be like sort of threatening. Mm-hmm. Every now and again I'm doing that, but at Nikki. She's the only one still out of the ball.
And I rolled a 3, so I guess not.
Nope.
I just like fall into my tent as I'm trying to put it back together.
We're gonna have to move quick, now that I'm thinking about it, because if those Mankeys go home and, like, maybe there's a big primate that is mad, and you're covered in blood of Mankey,
What are you talking about? I'm not covered in anything.
The blood is on your hands. It stains your Pokeball red.
They come red. It's a default.
Mine are blue!
Oh my goodness. Mankey murder. Gotta love it.
I bet it tasted a little bit like ham because it's a pig Pokemon. It's a pig monkey Pokemon.
It's pig monkey Pokemon. Yep. I'm betting that actually was my justification, was that Myrtle wanted the bacon.
You mean Shuckle?
Yes. I mean Myrtle might.
Magnolia wanted some bacon.
So I rolled a 19. Did the P-Dove find my berries?
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
Berries are easy.
Cool.
You also, as you're checking on the berries, and you're, you know, sort of at ground level looking for, to see if any of the berries are there, you see what looks like almost two little ears and two radio antenna sticking up from a hole nearby.
I'm going to grab a stick and poke it.
Max, what are you doing?
There's a thing.
What thing?
I don't know yet.
As you poke it, you are suddenly struck by lightning and take 29 damage.
Here's the thing. I'm pretty used to that. 29 damage.
It's still 29 damage. Okay.
So you're dead.
Why? Why? I'm not dead. I'm fine. I've got 78 health. Oh, no. 62 health.
Yeah, no, the thing that you poked with the stick is now glaring at you. The two radio antenna-type things are coming out of the cheeks of the tiny little mouse thing that is in the ground and is glaring at you.
I'm going to take a picture.
I'm just going to hit it with a great ball.
If you get this, I swear to
you. I roll athletics first and then a D100. That's not great.
You don't need very good to hit a Pokemon, though.
Okay, that's fair.
We're mostly checking for crit fails on that.
That's fair. 63?
53 after the minus 10 for Great Ball.
Oh, right.
As it bounces out and glares at you.
So I've got my picture.
So the picture goes off. Give me just a second there.
The antenna Pokemon. Its whiskers serve as antennas. By sending and receiving electric waves, it can communicate with others over vast distances.
By the way, Max, since you took your turn to throw a Pokeball, you're getting another shock.
Oh, butts. Okay.
For another 29.
That ain't great. Wait, is that minus my special defense?
Yes.
I probably should have done that in the first place. Let's take a gander at what that is.
Probably. It does paralyze you.
Oh, does it? That's fun.
I'm going to have to drag you to a town.
Wouldn't be the first time. It's probably not going to be the last.
Well, it's your turn, so what would you like to do?
I'm going to send out Zed.
All right.
Do you need help?
Not yet. You can bring my unconscious body somewhere, though.
Okay.
When it comes to it, I'm going to send out Zed. Because he's a ground type. He's going to draw fire.
And that's a free...
Yeah, he's not ground type yet.
Oh, he's not? He's just poison?
No.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he's, he comes out. That doesn't take up your action. Okay. You're still good to go.
Double kick! I want you to kick this mouse into space.
And you miss.
Oh, come on, Zed.
Crit fail.
That's amazing. Did he kick me in the stomach?
Max.
No, he flew over the mouse and landed on the field behind and sort of tumbled and rolled.
Max, I do want to help you. Dedenne is part fairy. Fighting type moves are bad.
Yeah, well, I wanted it to kick it.
On the bright side, Dedenne is now distracted from shocking you.
That is bright. That's way better.
However, Zed is now the one who's in target.
Yeah, I mean, it's a step to the left. It's a lateral move. It's better than me getting electrocuted.
I'm going to run up to Max, and I'm going to see if by rolling a medicine education, if I can cure him of paralysis.
Okay, that'll be your turn. I'd like the medicine check.
Rolled that and got a 9.
You would be able to, however, it's going to take time.
Okay.
So it would take several rounds to be able to heal him using just the medicine.
Okay, that's fine. I'm like up on him, and I'm trying to help him up, and we'll say that that's what I'm doing.
Okay, and Dene is going to zap Fed for the same amount of damage.
Zed, no! I know exactly what that feels like, and it sucks! He's at 23. Nikki's out too.
Mm-hmm, because she's always out of her Pokeball.
Right. Nikki!
Okay.
Can you tackle this stupid mouse, please?
She seems very excited to do so.
Nikki gets a 17. It's my girl.
That definitely hits. So she bops Devane, who looks back at her and gives the biggest puppy dog eyes, but on a tiny little mouse you've ever seen.
I know that trick.
And, well, this is charm, not baby doll eyes.
Okay.
Don't give me that look. I invented that look.
So Nikki's combat stages will drop by two combat stages.
Okay. That sucks.
Alright, Tesla, are you doing anything for this round?
No, just, again, working on healing Max.
Gotcha.
Appreciate it.
Alright.
Should I roll, back another medicine, or just...
No, it's good. I've got a set round check that you're taking. Alright, Max, your turn again.
I'm gonna whip another Pokeball. Or, excuse me, I'm gonna whip a Great Ball.
Alright.
Athletics. 9.
9 will hit.
E100.
Nice! 7. Negative 3.
Oh. How do you do
Boom!
That? Doesn't even need to prep the Pokemon for capture. Just throws the ball.
I'm gonna fall to the ground. Be like, can you? I'm gonna look up at Tesla. Can you grab me a water, please?
You finish unparalyzing him.
Yeah, I get in his bag and I toss him a bottle of water.
Thank you. You're the best.
Yeah.
The thing that I found was a little mouse that shocked the crap out of me.
No, I saw.
Yeah. But now I got it in a little ball. I'm gonna shrink it and just put it in the bag and be like, I'm gonna take out my Sharpie and be like, this one's a jerk on it, and put it in the bag. We'll deal with that one later.
Oh. Alright, so add that to your Pokemon count as well as Pokemon seeing roll.
So suppose we should keep heading south then.
Yeah, that sounds great. Before any other terrible thing happens, I'm gonna do a perception to see if there's something else waiting to attack. 28. I can see through time!
Perception. I'm also gonna roll a perception real quick.
I'm gonna...
And I probably didn't... Oh no, oh no, I hit the wrong button. I clicked a link in my favorites bar. I didn't even get to see what I rolled.
You rolled a 6.
Hang on.
You rolled a 6, you're fine.
Oh. Do I
see
anything with a 6?
You see me notice
no,
something.
Max, you do notice the skunkies that were up ahead, and you can avoid those if you want.
I would like to avoid those, please. I'm going to grab Zed and like scratch him on the ears and avoid getting pointed by his poison points. Be like, you did great, buddy. Thank you so much. I'm sorry that you got shocked. I'm going to get you to a Pokemon Center real quick. I'm going to shrink him down and put him back on my belt. I'm going to approach Nikki. Thank you for tackling it real good. You're easing into that new cat pod perfectly. You're my favorite. I'd pick you up and put you on my shoulders, but you're bigger now. So we'll figure something out. I'll get you like a papoose. Also, there's some skunky up there. We should not... I do not want to get sprayed today. I just got shocked. I do not want to get sprayed. Tesla, I can't even tell you how little I want to get sprayed right now.
Don't worry, we're going to avoid it.
Okay.
I'm going to look at the map. Lucas, how many, you know, about how far out are we from, is it Seraph Town?
Cirrus, and you're a couple days out.
Okay. I suppose we should keep going. Who knows, we might come across the you know, New Jersey equivalent since we're hugging the East Coast.
So you guys keep going for a little while, and it's a pretty uneventful day. You don't see... You pass a couple of people going in, you know, the other direction as you walk. Campers and hikers and those sorts. One of them, a hiker, even challenges you to a Pokemon battle if you so wish.
I'm gonna crack my neck.
You just got shocked.
Yeah, but this guy, if it's a regular legal league thing, he can't have his Pokemon attack me.
It would be an official league match.
So
does he have a friend for me to battle?
Yeah, we'll say there's a camper as well.
Alright, yeah, we're down for some battling action.
So, as you get ready to face the hiker, he looks at you and says, I've hiked the mountains as high as they go. I surely can handle you.
How does walking equate to Pokemon battling?
He throws out, and he goes, go, Fanfy!
Ooh. Hey, while we're battling, are you okay if I take a picture of your Fanfy?
Of course.
I'm gonna snap a picture.
I didn't wait for permission, I kinda just went for it.
I'm just trying to be polite.
Fanfy, the long-nosed Pokemon, it is strong despite its compact size. It can easily pick up and carry an adult human on its back.
Cool.
But it's so little.
Alright, so what is, who are you sending out?
Tesla is going to send out Gigawatt. Go!
Alright. What is Gigawatt speed?
Oh. 9 total.
Okay, so faster than Fanfy.
Alright.
The camper will throw out a Makuhita.
I'm also going to snap a picture of that.
Me too.
Makuhita, the Guts Pokemon. It toughens up its body by slamming into thick trees. Many snapped trees can be found here at Ness.
Gigawatt speed was 9, you said? So
yeah.
That actually is faster than Makuhita. Max, your send out?
I think I'm going to send out Creed.
All right, and Creed speed?
9.
So, Creed and Gigawatt go first.
Gigawatt, hit that Makuhita with a Thundershock.
All right, make the roll.
Got an 11.
Okay, so that will hit, and you will do 27 damage. That is a pretty strong blast, and special defense is not too huge.
Good job, Gigawatt.
Okay, now it is the brawler Creed's turn.
Creed! Ice punch that Fampi!
And
great.
That is an 8, which will still hit.
Oh, nice.
And does 33 damage.
Nice.
You gotta remember, the hit's actually pretty low.
Yeah.
Does that do double?
Yeah, I think that it's... too? I think it's weak to ice.
Oh, it was ice punch.
Yeah.
Right, not fighting.
Right.
Yeah. Oof, ouch. So yeah, that does a lot of damage. That's 66 damage.
Chosa.
Okay. Oof. Alright, now it is, the...
It's still up.
Yep, still up.
That's terrifying.
It's the Makuhita's turn, and, the, jogger says...
Hiker.
Hiker... Well, there's a hiker and a camper. That's what it was. The camper says, all right, Makuhita, use arm thrust.
On who?
On that Magnemite. And this might hurt a little. Did it hit? Oh, my. It might not have. do you have any bonus to evasion on Jigwalk?
Physical evade is 2.
Speed evade still hit.
Oh. I was gonna say speed evade is 1.
That actually, the combined speed evade and physical evade gives you 3. Has to hit a 4 to hit. So arm thrust miss.
Yes, good job, Gigawatt.
He floats, but he can't get punched.
And then the hiker shouts, "Okay, Fancy, let's do a takedown," and gives a run at Creed.
Doesn't takedown hurt that Pokemon too?
Yeah, there's a recoil. I believe.
Hate those moves.
So, that'll be a hit. And 31 damage.
Minus regular defense?
Yep, minus regular defense. He takes a little damage back. And you are both Creed and Fancy are given the tripped condition.
Okay, what does that mean?
They are both knocked to the ground. So if you were going to try and use any move that required you to or to move during your attack, you can't do that until you spend part of your turn standing up.
Ah, okay.
All right, and then we're back to the top of the round.
All right, Gigawatt, use tackle, and we rolled a 14.
14 will hit, and the damage is a solid 24.
Oh, I never added Magnemite's new move. 2 new moves. 3
All
new
right.
moves. Sorry, 3 new moves. I've got to do that.
Yes, you should. I'm sure Magnemite is quite disappointed. Alright. It is now Creed's turn.
Alright, Creed. I want you to bubble beam the Fampi. Well, bubble beam rolled a 5. It's Creed.
A 5 will actually be enough.
Nice. All right, so it's 28 times 2.
Yeah, Fampi is knocked out.
Yep. Kareed!
Yes.
Nicely done! And you didn't have to punch him this time. You're getting better at this, man. Earned a t-shirt!
He's doing little fist bumps. And now it is the Makuhita's turn. And the kid says, "All right, use Vital Throw, since you used Tackle earlier." And that will be 41 Fighting-type damage.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
That's bad.
Let's see. And what do I subtract from that?
Defense.
Defense is 4.
It's 41, its steel is doubled. So,
right. So 81. Or 82,
uh-huh.
But minus 14 is 70-something? No, 68.
Yep.
So, Gigawatt's fainted, but he's not dead because he's only negative 9.
Oh no! Ball!
If I send out a Pokemon...
Well, it's now the hiker's turn to send out a replacement Pokemon for the Fancy.
Oh.
So, he tosses a Pokeball and goes, "All right, go! Hitmonlee!"
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, he's a hiker. He's all about them legs.
I guess. I'm gonna snap a pic.
And then, so, we'll say that you can throw out your Pokemon as well. Tesla.
All right. Dandy, go.
Okay. Now, when Hitmonlee comes in, he has a speed of 13.
Dandy
so,
has a speed of 9.
All right. So Hitmonlee actually goes to the top of the order. Hitmonlee will go next because of the speed difference. He will yell to him, "All right, Hitmonlee, meditate for a moment."
Don't like
and
that.
And Hitmonlee crosses his arms and intensely focuses. and then it comes down to what was Dandy's speed?
9.
Okay, so we'll keep Creed as the next one.
So we've got the Makuhita and the Hitmonlee, who's just gathering power, it seems?
Yeah, at the moment.
Okay. Creed, hit him with an ice punch! The Hitmonlee! Let's hope for the best here. Maybe he can freeze him solid. Wham! No, but it's something.
Still a solid hit. Alright. It was a solid hit, if nothing else.
Yeah. Not bad, buddy. You got this.
Alright, now it's Dandy's turn.
Alright, Dandy, use Fairy Wind on that Makuhita. If I do this right, it's going to be the purple one? Since it's
special. Yeah. Yep.
And we got a 10. And it's going to do double damage because it's fairy type.
Yep. Purple's 28. Mm-hmm. Alright. Makuhita looks very annoyed with you.
It still isn't down.
You haven't actually done that much damage to it, and it's a big, fat brawler. Lots of HP. So, it goes next. He says, "All right, Makuhita, use knockoff." He will strike, and this is a dark attack, but he'll miss. Goodness gracious.
Who is he aiming
at? All right.
It is so hard to miss in this game, and I've done it twice this battle. You have to roll like a 3 or below to miss in this game, and it keeps happening. Okay, so Makuhita hangs his head in shame.
It's okay, buddy. Creed punched himself in the face a whole bunch. I mean, don't get better right now, but you will get better later.
He says, "Hitmonlee, use jump kick."
Oh no.
That will just hit.
Hit who?
For 49 damage.
Jeez. For who?
Against Creed.
Ah, okay. Well, that takes my punch boy out. Bah! Creed, no! He was doing so well!
Alright. Now, if you want to choose your next Pokemon to throw out, Max?
I'm tempted to throw Myrtle out, but we'll see. I'm gonna look at Nikki. Can you avenge your fallen brother?
Luxio.
All right, get out there.
All right, and what's her speed?
Well, it may be updated since she evolved, but I have it at.
Luxio has an increase of 1 base speed.
Of what?
1 extra point in the base speed.
Okay, then it's a 12.
Okay, so fastest thing on the field right now.
Yeah,
I believe.
I thought you said Hitmonlee's speed.
No,
Hitmonlee's
13.
Oh,
yeah,
bummer.
But Hitmonlee did just go, so that means the next in the lineup is Luxio, isn't it? Also, Nikki has a boost of 2 to attack and 2 to special attack as well.
Excellent.
From level 1.
Special attack up 2. And regular attack is up to Nikki. I want you to bite that Hitmonlee, please.
All right. See how this goes.
Not great. Not terrible. Should roll the 6.
And it's a hit.
Yeah.
And it does half damage.
Oh, right. It's dark. Not... What?
Yep. I assumed you were trying to get the flinch.
I mean, that's always nice.
You think that didn't really do anything at all, basically.
But you did it, and I appreciate that.
Alright, next up, in the turn order is, Gigawatt.
You mean Dandy?
Oh, Dandy, right, Gigawatt's knocked out.
Yeah. Dandy, hit that Makuhita again with another Fairy Wind. 17.
Good hit.
42 damage.
Nice.
He is not looking happy or healthy after that one. He's still up, but just barely.
Looking a little punch drunk?
Let me put it this way. You did enough damage to knock him out. He just has a defense score, so it didn't all go through.
Good job, Dandy.
Now it is Makuhita's turn, and Makuhita will attempt to do a vital throw. Or not a vital throw. That wasn't a melee attack. That was a ranged attack. Mm-hmm. Will run up and do a arm thrust. And critical fail!
Yes! He goes to do it, and Hoppip just floats right above him.
He's just going to go back to his Pokeball and shake. The camper heads down and gives him a little hug and says, "It's okay, we'll work on it, I promise." And the camper will throw out his second. He goes, "Go, Mind Fu!"
I'm going to take a picture.
Me too.
Mind Fu, the martial arts Pokemon. In 1 minute, a well-trained Mind Fu can chop with its arms more than 100 times.
I don't love that.
I always thought it was pronounced Nien Fu.
Meh. Anyways.
That's Tesla just coming to the realization that he's been mispronouncing it this whole time.
Mind Fu has a speed of 14.
Yikes.
So it is now the fastest thing on the field. And, he says, "All right, it's time to meditate."
Okay.
So it's pumping itself up. Now it's the, Hitmonlee's turn. Hitmonlee does a rolling kick on Luxia and misses, I think. Yeah, that's a miss.
Yeah, my dexterous kitty cat just hops right over.
All
right. That's what you're right. Good on the vault Pokemon!
Alright, it's Luxia's turn.
Alright. Well, in that case, Nikki, tackle that Mind Fu.
Okay, tackling the Mind Fu.
Rolled 7, not bad.
And that's for 25 damage. It was a solid hit, though. And now it is Dandy's turn.
All right, Dandy, use Fairy Wind on the Hitmonlee. And we got an 8.
Nice.
And again, 42.
Nice. And the Hitmonlee is looking a little rough, but still up. And it is now the Mind Fu's turn. It will use Pound on Dandelion. And that's
critical fail.
Critical fail! Oh, come on! Really?
I called it!
Oh my goodness.
Man, you are rolling the opposite of hot tonight. And I'm not complaining.
I really am.
Oh, but, you know what? I forgot about Nikki's thing. She lowers the attack of all opponents by one stage.
Well, I'll keep that in mind for future, assuming they have one.
Yep.
it's Hitmonlee's turn, and Hitmonlee will try to hit the broadside of the barn. Barely. All right. Just barely. So that will be...
For those listening, Hitmonlee rolled a 7.
Ah, yeah, thank you. For a grand total of 37 with Brick against Luxia. And then it'll be Luxio's turn.
I guess I'm just going to be spamming Fairy Wind this whole time.
I mean, pretty
if
solid.
It works.
Alright, Nikki, you don't have to take that. I want you to go ahead and tackle him again. Actually, you know what? Hit him with a spark. Heck yes.
18. Nice.
Yeah, that's a hit, and Hitmonlee is down.
And, oh, okay. I was going to say, and paralyzed, but if he's down, then, yeah, he's definitely paralyzed.
A little redundant.
Yeah. That's my girl!
All right. It is now, Dandy's turn.
All right, Dandy. We got this.
Let's go, Flower.
Keep up with the same strategy. hit that Mind Foo, that weird little noodle cat, with a fairy wind.
You got this, plant ball?
And 17, so nice. 36 damage total.
Not quite down yet, but Hiker doesn't have a third Pokemon, because these are double battles, and I don't want us to be here for a month.
Yeah. I'm gonna give Dandy like a high five to one of its leaves.
All right. Well, Mindfu will proceed to attempt to pound Dandy. Oof.
19. Dang. Okay, so that definitely hits.
Yeah, that'll be. It'll only be 26 damage, though.
Minus defense, so 16 damage.
Yep.
That's okay, Dandy. We got this in the bag.
Alright, Luxio's up.
Alright, Nikki. You know what you gotta do? You gotta smash him in the face. Take him out. Tackle him, or her. 18, nice.
That is a hit. And that is enough damage to take Mindfu down.
Oh, yeah! Right, I'm going to give Max a high five.
I do it, but I don't freeze her hand this time by accident. It's all good. All
right.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at my hand, right, which still has some, like, freezer burn on it.
Oh, don't be a wuss. You're fine. I've seen you take hits way worse than that.
Congratulations. You completed your double battle.
Yay.
I will award you guys appropriate EXP and cash in our...
Housekeeping.
But I think we're good to call it here. That's a great session, guys.
Yeah.
Very great. That was fun. I'm disappointed I didn't get a Bonsly, because Sky, guess what? I also love a Bonsly.
Oh, yeah? Sorry.
I'm happy you got it.
It's part of the team.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm going to call...
Just glad he's part of the organization.
She. I'm going to call her she. Geranium.
Oh.
Aww.
I do not have any idea. Is the Dedenne, is that a boy or a girl?
The Dedenne was a boy.
Okay. I'm gonna, I don't know, probably something like Stuart, but we'll work something out.
Alright, so, thank you everybody for tuning in. Stay safe, wear your mask, don't let people cough on you or get the plague.
All cops are bastards.
So... Have fun, everybody. Be responsible. Enjoy your quarantine time as best you can. And let's hope that things start to get better.
Or at least stop getting worse. I would settle for a plateau of not getting worse.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. But I'm trying to be optimistic here.
That is me being optimistic.
Okay. On that sad note, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Pokemon Mind and Body. We'll see you next time, and we promise it won't be multiple months down the road this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and please don't forget to check out the links for some important show.
Yeah.
Some important places to donate and check out.
Black Lives Matter and Vote Blue No Matter Who.
And Black Trans Lives Matter.
I'm personally fond of the Settle for Biden page.
Yeah. I mean, he's not even in my top five of picks, but, like, you get what you get.
Yep, this is why voting in primaries is important, people.
Hold your nose and vote.
For the right one. For the right one.
But
all right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.